The chemical enrichment in the early universe as probed by JWST via direct metallicity measurements at Z-8, by M. Curti et al. We analyze the chemical properties of three Z8 galaxies behind the galaxy cluster SMACSJ0723.37327, observed as part of the early release observations program of the James Webb Space Telescope JWST. Exploiting 03-4363 auroral line detections in near-spec spectra, we robustly apply the direct Tay method for the very first time at such high redshift, measuring metallicities ranging from extremely metal-poor 12+log(0H)7 to about 1/3 solar. We also discuss the excitation properties of these sources, and compare them with local strong line metallicity calibrations. We find that none of the considered diagnostics match simultaneously the observed relations between metallicity and strong line ratios for the three sources, implying that a proper reassessment of the calibrations may be needed at these redshifts. On the mass metallicity plane, the two galaxies at Z7.6 log m**MSUN equals 8.1, 8.7 have metallicities that are consistent with the extrapolation of the mass metallicity relation at Z2-3, while the least massive galaxy at Z8.5 log m**MSUN equals 7.8 shows instead a significantly lower metallicity. The three galaxies show different level of offset relative to the fundamental metallicity relation, with two of them at Z7.6 being marginally consistent, while the Z8.5 source deviating significantly, being probably far from the smooth equilibrium between gas flows, star formation and metal enrichment in place at later epochs. This was the chemical enrichment in the early universe as probed by JWST via direct metallicity measurements at Z-8, by M. Curti et al.